listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 13. The topic of today's episode is leading with integrity, not image. And before I get into the reasons why I chose that topic for this episode, I think it's important that I share some information about the differences between mental health counseling, psychotherapy, and coaching. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I have practice privileges in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology and master's in social work from Adelphi University. When I get into the episode, you're going to understand why I said that. Mental health counseling and psychotherapy are clinical healthcare services provided by trained and licensed professionals who assess, diagnose, and treat mental health conditions such as anxiety, depression, trauma, and other behavioral concerns using evidence-based therapeutic approaches. These services are guided by professional ethics, confidentiality laws, clinical standards, and ongoing licensure requirements. Coaching is not the same as psychotherapy, and I'm going to say that again. Coaching is not mental health counseling or psychotherapy. Coaches typically focus on goal setting, motivation, accountability, performance, or personal development, and are not trained or licensed to diagnose or treat mental health disorders. The line between therapy and coaching should not be blurred. And I'll say that again. The line between therapy and coaching should not be blurred. When coaching is presented as mental health treatment, it creates ethical concerns and potentially places vulnerable individuals at risk. People deserve clarity about the type of support they're receiving and the qualifications of the person providing it. Coaching and therapy serve different purposes and require different training and carry different responsibilities. So now let's get into today's episode. And I'm going to be talking about something that could be uncomfortable for some, but necessary, and that is integrity. Specifically, what happens when image becomes more important than the truth? We are living in a time where social media rewards visibility, branding, influence, aesthetics, authority. And unfortunately, some people become so committed to maintaining an image that they begin distorting reality to protect it. Recently, there has been highly public controversy involving a so-called mental health influencer whose educational background, doctorate claims, and professional credentials are being publicly questioned, and rightfully so. And instead of accountability, bringing clarity, the situation has escalated through defensiveness, contradictions, and doubling down. And I mean 10 toes down. Today's episode is not about attacking a person. It's about discussing why image culture can become psychologically dangerous, the harm caused when so-called professionals misrepresent themselves, why doubling down on dishonesty damages trust, and why integrity matters, especially in the helping professions. Season 7 invites us into completion, reflection, renewal. And today I'm going to be applying that framework into leadership, ethics, truth, and accountability. So as I do in every episode this season, I'm going to invite you into a centering practice. Wherever you are, if you can, just take a moment and take a breath. Inhale slowly and exhale. Now Say quietly, integrity matters. Truth does not need performance. I choose alignment over image. Take a moment and just let that settle. All right, so let's start here. Social media has created an environment where people can build influence faster than credibility. Someone can speak confidently, present professionally, gain followers, use titles, and create authority visually before their qualifications are fully examined. And psychologically, image culture creates pressure. Pressure to appear successful, appear accomplished, appear elite, appear exceptional, especially in mental health spaces where authority matters. Let me be clear. There's nothing wrong with branding yourself professionally, but there is a major ethical difference between presenting yourself well and misrepresenting credentials, education, or licensure. Because in helping professions, trust is not cosmetic. Trust is clinical. Mental health professionals hold influence over vulnerable people. Clients and audiences trust titles, credentials, education, and licensure. Why? Because those things represent training, ethics, accountability, and competency standards. When someone falsely represents credentials or educational achievements, it creates harm because people make decisions based on perceived expertise. And here's another layer. When inconsistencies are exposed, the healthiest response is accountability, not perfection, accountability. Because everyone makes mistakes, but doubling down on dishonesty creates something deeper, a rupture of trust. And now let's go deeper psychologically, because one of the most fascinating and concerning parts of situations like this is not always the original dishonesty. It happens after the dishonesty is exposed. The question becomes, why do people continue defending a lie instead of simply telling the truth? And, you know, there are several layers to this. Often because identity becomes fused with image, public validation becomes emotionally addictive, shame feels intolerable, fear of losing status, influence, money, and admiration takes over. Admitting fault feels like psychological collapse rather than correction. And social media intensifies all of this because online platforms create what is sometimes called a performance identity, a curated version of self built through visibility, attention, engagement, praise, authority signaling. Over time, that public image can stop feeling like a presentation and start feeling like survival. So when inconsistencies are exposed, the person is not just confronting, "I made a mistake." They may unconsciously experience it as, "My entire identity is under attack." And that creates a psychological threat. And when people feel psychologically threatened, the brain often prioritizes protection over accountability. And this is where ego defense mechanisms emerge. Instead of repair, the nervous system can shift into self-preservation mode. That protection can look like defensiveness, blame shifting, minimizing, changing narratives, selectively sharing information, attacking critics, reframing accountability as hate, avoiding direct answers, surrounding oneself only with supporters, and deleting, hiding, or rewriting prior statements. And here is something important. The longer someone publicly performs certainty, expertise, or authority, the harder it can become psychologically to admit deception. And why? Because public image creates audience attachment. People begin seeing themselves through followers, comments, praise, influence, and status. So admitting dishonesty can feel like humiliation, exposure, loss of belonging, loss of identity, loss of control. And shame plays a major role here. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. And how does shame play a major role here? Healthy shame says, I made a mistake. Toxic shame says, I am the mistake. And when someone operates from toxic shame, admitting wrongdoing can feel emotionally unbearable. So instead of moving towards accountability, they move towards image protection. But here's the problem psychologically. Every lie defended requires another layer of psychological maintenance. And let that sink in for a second. See, you have to remember what was said, manage perception constantly, avoid contradiction, monitor criticism, maintain performance, and suppress anxiety about exposure. That creates chronic internal tension. And over time, people can become disconnected from authenticity because they are spending so much energy protecting an image. And that's why the damage is not only public, it becomes internal. Because dishonesty fragments the self. One part knows the truth. Another part performs the image. And maintaining that split requires constant emotional labor, which often leads to anxiety, defensiveness, emotional exhaustion, hypervigilance, irritability, distrust, and isolation. And eventually, many people become trapped inside the very image they created. And this is why accountability matters. Not because perfection is required, but because the truth restores psychological alignment. Integrity allows the nervous system to stop performing. And one of the healthiest things a person can say is, I was wrong. I exaggerated. I misrepresented myself. I need to repair this. Because accountability is not weakness, it's emotional maturity. And let's reflect honestly. Why do people feel pressure to exaggerate accomplishments? Because somewhere along the way, they may have learned who I am is not enough. I need status to be respected. I need titles to feel valuable. And social media intensifies that. Platforms reward perception, influence, visibility, and authority signaling. But healing asks a different question. Who are you when that image falls away? Can you still respect yourself without performance? Can you still tell the truth when honesty costs you admiration? That is integrity. Completion means releasing the need to build identity around performance and image. Reflection asks, why do I need people to perceive me a certain way? Am I presenting truthfully online? Is my identity rooted in authenticity or validation? Renewal means choosing honesty, repairing harm when necessary, and allowing authenticity to replace performance. Renewal says, I would rather lose image than lose integrity. And before I close, I do want to say something to my community of licensed mental health professionals, especially those who are active on social media. And I say this with love. Please be careful. Not fearful, not silent, but mindful. Because the line between education, influence, branding, entertainment, and ethical practice can become blurred online. Things to consider: how you present your credentials, how you discuss clients or clinical work, whether content prioritizes engagement over ethics, whether boundaries remain professional. Even when intentions are good, online behavior can appear unethical, misleading, or exploitative. And perception matters in helping professions. Integrity matters even when no licensing board is watching. And another thing, be mindful of how you engage publicly online. As licensed mental health professionals, our emotional reactions, public conflicts, comment sections, arguments, and online behavior all contribute to public trust. Sometimes professionals become so emotionally reactive online that they unintentionally undermine the very credibility they are trying to protect. You can defend yourself without becoming unethical. You can address criticism without escalating publicly. You can maintain boundaries without humiliating others. And remember, everything online becomes part of your professional image. So ask yourself, does this interaction reflect emotional regulation? Would I be comfortable if a client saw this? Does this align with my professional ethics? And am I responding from integrity or from ego injury? Because leadership and mental health is not just about credentials, it's about conduct. So I'm going to invite you to join me in an integration practice. And if you're able to, put your hand on your chest and repeat silently to yourself, I choose truth over performance. My integrity matters. I do not need to exaggerate my worth. I lead with alignment. Just take a moment and let that sit with you. Season 7 reminds us completion, releasing performance-based identity. Reflection, examining the need behind the image. And renewal, choosing integrity even when it's uncomfortable. Because influence without integrity is dangerous. And leadership without honesty eventually collapses under the weight of performance. Protect your name, protect your ethics, and protect your peace. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.